The average American adult uses their phone around 4 to 5 hours every day. Stacey Vanek Smith and Darian Woods from NPR's Indicator podcast wondered, at what point does this qualify as an addiction?
There is this question looming, right? So is there even such a thing as a digital addiction? This is a big controversy right now. And the big official book on medical disorders, the DSM-5, does not actually recognize digital addiction as a disorder.
Right. And some experts are making noise about this and calling for some more research. And that phrase, more research needed, was a green light to three behavioral economists, Hunt Alcott, Matthew Jentzko, and Lena Song. They wrote a working paper titled Digital Addiction.
And we spoke to co-author Lena Song. She is a PhD candidate at NYU.
We know social media does add tremendous value to our lives. But at the same time, there's this other component of addiction that we're trying to study here. So it's not exactly all good or all bad.
So research on digital addiction has divided it into two main concepts, habit formation and self-control. What Lena and her co-authors did was look at these two concepts through the lens of behavioral economics. So first, habit formation. So habit formation means wanting to do more of something tomorrow because you did more of it today. So like, take coffee. If I drink 2 cups of coffee today, I'm going to want to drink 2 cups of coffee tomorrow.
And the second concept Lena tested was self-control problems. Now, this is when you know you want to spend the weekend reading books rather than watching Netflix. But when the weekend arrives, you think, no.
Grey's Anatomy season 7, it's just the siren song of Shonda Rhimes.
And it's the classic self-control problem with your virtuous, long-term planning angel on your shoulder is fighting with the short-term devil saying, live for now.
I want to quit smoking. But when tomorrow comes, actually, I would continue smoking.
And to test these two parts of addiction, habit formation and self-control problems, Lena and her colleagues recruited 2,000 volunteers using Facebook ads, of course, and they put them into groups. So some of them were given $2.50 each hour they reduced their phone usage. And the others used a limiting feature on their phones that basically restricted how much they could use each app.
We find on average, 31% of people's phone use can be attributed to self-control problems.
So that means if you use your phone for 3 hours a day, that is 1 hour on average that is being wasted on something you don't even want to do.
And look, this isn't some righteous professor wagging their finger saying you're using your phone too much. This is people's own preferences, and they're showing that they want to use their phones 31% less.
Right after they start flossing and exercising every day? Yes.
Exactly.
We also found that individuals were actually willing to pay money to use the limit function. So people are aware that they have these self-control problems, and they were willing to give up a little bit of money to use these functions as well.
Stacey Vanek Smith,
Darian Woods, NPR News.